We on the road to WrestleMania, and we back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's your boy Art Dog and your homeboy MJ Gunner.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And we are known as the Sons of Legends.
In case you didn't know.
In case you didn't know.
Or you might have forgot.
And we are back for another episode, baby. We are officially on the road to WrestleMania, the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. Was Saturday night. Yep. We're recording this on a Monday, so Raw is going on right now.
Well, it's a good thing that we waited till Raw started before we got into this, but we'll get into that later.
Okay, so I know we've been gone for a couple weeks, but you know, everybody got to take a break.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We've been 3 years strong. We're due a vacation.
So, but we are back and okay, we are bringing it in, bringing the New Year's in, right, 2022. I was in attendance at the Royal Rumble. It was amazing. Everything that happened was pretty good. I don't want to say that this was great just because I was there. It wasn't great just because I was there. It was pretty good, though. It was sold out, they said. 44,000,
something like that.
I think it was like 44,000, 43,000, something like that. And it was litty lit.
You think so?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Not even a question. But we're gonna get into these results of the Royal Rumble. Talk about what we think, the comebacks, the everything that happened, the title matches.
Alrighty.
All right, man.
Start off with Roman and Seth.
That's how the show kicked off. Roman's music hit. Crowd goes crazy. I'm like, yeah, it's time to get it started. I did not know that that was going to kick off the Rumble.
Yeah.
But yeah, it went nuts. And then when Seth Rollins came out to the Shield music, baby.
Oh, man, that brought me back. Seth with the Mind Games.
It was so fire.
Self with the Mind Games.
It was so fire. And him laughing, coming down the steps, everybody like bobbing to it. It was so lit. Him flipping over the barricade old school.
His Shield gear on and everything.
Shield gear on. I mean, he dyed his hair black. I mean, everything was just, it was cold. So,
yeah.
And the match was dope. I mean, it's exactly what you expect out of a Roman Reigns Seth Rollins match. We'd have seen this time and time again. And the spot that I was looking for was the exact spot that they did. The spear counter into the pedigree. It's like a mark in their match.
Yeah, you know, Rollins was definitely pretty throwback in that match. I noticed he did the double suicide dive. Mm-hmm. He did the Phoenix Splash. He tried to. Yeah.
Went back to that flipping its Geary thing. Yeah. Like he brought his moveset back.
That was Shield Seth Rollins. And I loved it. I loved the Mind Games. This was a good match. I was really looking forward to this one.
It was so good.
And then it ended
WWE style. I mean, DQ.
Again.
To keep Roman Reigns safe, to keep him protected, because everybody knows, like, Seth Rollins will make a dope champion.
He would.
But at the time right now that it is, I see what they're trying to do.
I doubt this is over. I hope this is not over. I really do.
It was such a good match, but I mean, those little nuances just lets me know that Roman Reigns is finally on the level where Seth Rollins was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins has been on this level for a while. Roman Reigns, the psychology he pulled doing to Seth, the way he broke up this storyline was incredible.
Yeah.
Him telling him, like, I hate you for breaking up the Shield and all that stuff. Like, people felt that.
Yeah, they did.
People felt that. and when he hit him with the chair in the back.
Right after the match, Roman, the match ends because Seth gets the ropes and Roman won't let go of his submission. after the five count.
The crazy part was when the ref like lifted his hand to drop it for the third time and it fell on the rope.
Right, and then Roman would let go. But anyway, then after the match, Roman takes a steel chair and just beats down Seth Rollins. They did the shield turn thing, you know? Seth standing and Roman hits him in the back with the chair.
And he falls across the bottom rope exactly like Roman did. Mm-hmm. And he beat him the same way Seth did the shield. He beat him the same way, dropped it, pulled his hair back the same way Seth Rollins did. Mm-hmm. The only difference is he didn't have Triple H standing next to him.
Yeah, that's it. You know, like I said, this was a really good match. I love the nostalgia feel about it. Love the psychology
that had going on. This was my favorite match on the card. I'm not even going to lie. This was my favorite match on the card because it had everything that it's supposed. The only downside was the way it ended. Yeah. I would have rather Roman won clean than for him to win by DQ.
Well, I'm hoping that this means this is not over and Seth Rollins can somehow, some way, find his way into the title picture going into WrestleMania.
You know what WWE does. Because they're not going to put him in the chamber.
Because it does not look like that where we're sitting at right now. Because from what we see, it looks like they have big plans for Roman and Brock Lesnar.
I mean, they've had them for like the past year, we want to say. We knew that it was leading to WrestleMania.
I didn't know it was leading to this at WrestleMania.
Oh, my God. Here we go. I mean, I'm going to have faith that it won't.
It's got to. It has to.
We're going to see. But, okay, so the next match they had was the Women's Royal Rumble.
Right.
Which was, again, I want to say my favorite because of all the things that I got. That I personally got in the Royal Rumble. I got, this was like my personal favorite Royal Rumble.
You know, on my
mind, how could it not be?
I did not go to the Royal Rumble. And after seeing the winner of the Women's Royal Rumble match, I kind of feel good about this decision. Because I would have lost, I would have just lost it if I had to sit there, especially next to this guy, because I know what he was doing, and just had to take it in with him.
That's okay. I found a group of guys that felt the same way I did in the Royal Rumble.
Good Lord.
But let's get into it, because number one was the reason Matt thought he didn't want to go.
Well, she was one of the reasons, you know, because Sasha was not going to be there. You know, there was a couple reasons, though. I wasn't really into this card, and
I don't want to hear it. You know, I don't want to hear it at all, because I'm angry about it, but I digress. We're doing a show, so Sasha came in at number one, and number two, the place actually did not go as wild as I thought they would. I did because Melina was number two. And I was shocked because she's in NWA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing right now. And I thought that she wouldn't. But actually there was this group that I was around that like went nuts. And we got to chant her name and stuff. And you could see the tears in her face. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's the respect that she deserves, bro. Well, but her being eliminated so fast made me mad.
Yeah, it made a lot of people mad. You know, I think a former women's champion got online and said that Melina deserved better than that. You know, because everybody talks about how the Forbidden Door was open for Mickie James. You know, it was open for Melina, too.
I was pissed about that, like, the way it was going. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know what I'm saying? It started getting up because Tamina came in. And then, you know, Kelly and some more people came in. Kelly came back to a huge reception.
Yeah.
And I was shocked about that. It's my first time hearing Sonya Deville's new music. It's my first time hearing Shayna Baszler's new music. And it felt weird. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But let's talk about the things that made me happy.
Good Lord.
First off, my first great shocker of the night was the Bellas.
Oh, I almost forgot.
I had Brie Bella come out first. She got a huge reception. And I'm like, oh my God, Nikki's here. I felt it in my bones.
No, we all knew the Bellas were there. They announced the Bellas.
But they made me wait for it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know because I hadn't watched WWE in a few weeks. I didn't know anything. This whole event was a surprise to me. So, Brie comes out. I'm, you know what I'm saying, losing it. But, you know what I'm saying, then Sarah Logan came out. I was like, man, let's go.
That was a surprise to me. And Liv Morgan was in the ring at the same time Sarah Logan was. And I got the reunion that I wanted to get for about 5 seconds before them damn Bella twins got to go ruining shit.
Because...
Damn.
You can look, but you can't.
Can you give me a second to revel in this before they gotta come with their stupid twin bag and throwing people out?
I cannot wait until we get here. Get your phone, put it on silent, because I'm talking about the Bellas.
Arf.
I cannot wait until we get the Bellas as tag team champions. These Hall of Famers just deserve these belts just because they were tailor-made for them. Let's get it on them right fast. We got two bullcrap champions anyway.
Well, this
will be a great thing to happen. And then you can retire the belts and let them go.
I wish that they would let the Bellas just go ahead and get them because we all know it's leading to that eventually.
Let's go, baby!
Let them carry the straps for a little while because we all know they're not going to...
The Fearless Army is back, baby!
Because we all know that they're not going to compare to my favorite women's tag team champions, those being the Golden Role Models.
I love the Golden Role Models.
Let's just go ahead and let them get the belts for a second.
They are... they're tailor-made for them.
They are. Why not? They really are.
Especially right now, we got Selena and Carmella as champions. We can do without that.
They don't have a women's tag team division right now.
So let them get them and bring the division back, baby.
You can't just invent women's tag teams.
Yes, they are.
Who's going to challenge them?
They're going to invent them because everybody wants to get in the ring with the Bella Twins.
Give me a 4-8 card.
I'm telling you, baby, the Fearless Army is back.
Let me go grab the trash can real quick before I throw up all over
the place. I got your back. It's right here.
Okay.
Doesn't matter because we are here. Rack attacks for everybody, baby. Let's go. Springboard Isagiri's for the whole world. Let's bring that forearm back, baby. Let's go. Brie mode.
But anyway,
as you can tell, I was so excited. I was super excited. I'm running around shaking hands and hugging strangers. And it is coronavirus season. But we was doing it. I was excited.
Let's talk about Her Majesty the Queen taking up a spot in the Royal Rumble that didn't belong there.
Because my boo had to show out.
No, she didn't.
Had to come in and show out, baby.
You're the champion. Why aren't you defending your title?
I got everything in this Royal Rumble. I changed my mind. This is my favorite match of the night.
Why? Why aren't you defending your title?
Nobody's worthy to step in the ring with the queen, baby.
Come on now.
Nobody.
Give me a break.
The biggest feud going on in the women's division on SmackDown is Sonya Deville and Naomi.
Well, that says a lot about Her Majesty the Queen.
We got Cameron back. Yeah. Cameron came back. She came out to the Funkadactyl music.
Isn't that her music?
No, her music was the girl bye.
Oh, right. Yeah, and she had that for a little while before she left.
So it's like obvious that they're bringing like these teams back. Because the Bella Twins are back, baby. And we need a tag team division. We're getting back the Riot Squad. We're getting back the Funkadactyls. We're getting back the greatest women's team ever.
These people are
Bella Twins.
Sticking around.
I don't care. I can only need it for a few months. That's all I need. Let's give AEW a run for their money out here. Let's do something because Britt Baker is showing out.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, and then that camera gets in the ring, and then Sonya Deville, who's on commentary,
Sonya Deville was actually introduced in the Rumble instead of her getting in the ring. She just goes around and gets on commentary. In my mind, I'm like, because I'm sitting in the audience, of course. I'm like, She never got in the ring. And then I look up at the screen, and she's putting on a headset.
Sonya Deville is playing a great heel character right now. She really is. If the point is to get her heel heat, and she that is people doing not it. Like her very much, and they're succeeding. She I don't really care it. For her at the moment.
So, yeah. Oh. So anyway,
she gets in there. She throws Cameron out, though. You know, just takes his jab at Naomi.
And Naomi's the next person in after Cameron gets thrown out. So instead of her getting in the ring, she's checking on Cameron. Then she gets in and beats up Sonya Deville, eliminates Sonya or whatever. And it keeps on going because I get more surprises, baby. I get Natty in there. I get Ronda Rousey.
This was a big thing. Let's go. Let's not go and say we did. How about that?
Let's go.
How about that?
Let's go!
I'm going to get into this when we talk about
the greatest MMA woman's fighter of all time. Back.
I'm going to get into this when we talk about
the baddest woman on the planet. Let's go!
Because they did this with both winners of the Royal Rumble. Two people who did not need to win the Royal Rumble to get into championship matches at WrestleMania.
I don't want to hear what you're talking about right now. We're talking about the people that came in.
Right.
We're talking about the people that came in still.
We are
talking about the people that came in. So we got Ronda came in, and of course the place went bananas.
Of course they did.
And I'm up and I'm running around. I'm like, oh, I'm high-fiving people. It is going down. You hear me? She gets in, she goes on a rampage. Boom, 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 boom. Her and Charlotte go face to face.
Yeah, let's just have her throw everybody out.
Hey. When Shayna Baszler came down as number 30, oh, let me not bypass my girl, Mickie James. Because when that hardcore country hit, I hopped up. I'm like, oh! I got the running around. And then I saw the title.
Yeah.
I really lost it then.
That was a big step for WWE.
No, it's not. I'm kind of. Okay, it is. It's a huge thing for WWE to even be mentioning other companies without without shade.
Right.
But I felt like they still threw the shade.
They did with Melina.
But it wasn't towards Mickey per se. It was basically a throwback of, you know, Mickey and Lita going face to face with each other. They've had their feuds. Mickey and Michelle then had their feud because Michelle attacked her immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, everybody knows Michelle McCool holds a special place in my heart with Lay Cool. You know what I'm saying? So with her being there now, it was this one girl in the front row who went bananas for Michelle McCool. She was like, that is her favorite wrestler ever. But that was dope. Seeing like Michelle McCool, Mickie James, Lee. Like, we actually got almost all of the Attitude Era women. Ivory came in and her.
Mm.
And Ivory's 60.
And she came in her right-to-center gear, got a microphone and everything.
Got the going on. Showed that she still got that skill. And Rhea Ripley was the one that eliminated her.
Get up out of here.
Yeah. I mean, this mug was just packed with moments for me personally. You know what I'm saying? Having Brie eliminate Nikki after all those years of Nikki turning on Brie was finally like, you mother effer. Why now?
Why it's a Royal Rumble, man. Every woman for themselves.
But it was amazing having that moment between Ronda and Shayna. And they goes face to face, and then Ronda and Charlotte, and you know, I just was having like a old face at that time. And then, I mean, I didn't like the booty way that Charlotte got eliminated because it was a botched, you know what I'm saying, kind of toss over. It should have been better, but it's, you know, in the moment. And Ronda wins, and everybody went nuts.
As they should.
And her pyro made the WrestleMania sign catch on fire.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. That whole section got moved, didn't they?
Yeah, they had to evacuate up under it. Crowd start chanting, "It's on fire." It's on fire. And they had to pull it down and put the extinguisher to it during Becky and Doudrop's match. Yeah. And
but that's my
first
match.
Time hearing Doudrop's new music, and I like that. Yeah. I do like her new music. Yeah. But I did not like that match.
Well,
they're not, to me, compatible as it was the place that the match was in. I don't feel like they're really compatible as they don't have that much chemistry in the ring. And on top of that, like, the WrestleMania sign was on fire. So everybody's attention was drawn away.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, you know, I don't really see them working together that much. You know, this was a kind of a match that I would see on maybe a Raw or, yeah, you know, maybe a smaller pay-per-view. Not a big one.
Like I felt like if Charlotte was in the Rumble, Becky should have been in the Rumble, too. And we should have had more. If she gets to pick who she's going against, Becky should have been able to do the same thing.
Yeah.
I would have said just have all of them in the Rumble. You could have took out a couple of people like Ivory. You could have, you know, nixed that. People love Kelly Kelly, so I guess you can't get rid of her. But, you know, you could have nicked somebody else. And I would have just had, you know, them in there. And you'd have had more, like, awe moments with Becky in there. Becky and Ronda facing off.
But, you know, I like Doudrop. You know, I can't say I like the name. But, you know, as a wrestler, she's all
right. It grew on me.
But the thing of it is I didn't think for one second that they were going to take the title off Becky Lynch.
No.
And that's an issue. Like, yeah, you could just pretty much skip these women, those Raw women title matches
now,
sometime.
Okay, so Ronda won the Rumble. Now, this is one of the hot takes that is going across the internet. People were saying, like, you really saw the flaw in the Royal Rumble. They had more reactions for the people that came back than anybody that's actually there.
Well,
that makes it seem like they have no actual contenders, period.
And that's kind of a thing, too, you know, with people on Raw, people on SmackDown. The division, in my opinion, has kind of been cleared out. You know, there's nobody really making noise. Becky Lynch is not already beaten on Raw right now. There's nobody really making noise except for one. But anyway, there's nobody really making noise that Charlotte Flair hasn't already beaten on SmackDown.
Which you said,
you know,
except for one, which is Sasha Banks, but she's already beaten. They've had a long feud for years and years and years. And you can't keep standing on the same feud.
Okay. All right, I get that. But I think that they kind of let those two kind of mow over everybody in the competition and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not believable that anybody could touch either one of these two right now. Not in the women's division, not right now.
Right.
That's pretty much why they had to have like Ronda win or something like that. You know, give us somebody who you could actually believe would be able to take the title off either one of them.
Right. And the question is Ronda gonna be there or is she gonna leave again? Like, is she considering this a career for a couple years, or, you know, is this just a 6-month run?
I'm not sure. Personally, I don't see her working too many matches coming into WrestleMania.
I mean, every time Ronda's been there, though, she's did like a full-time run where she was having matches every single week.
Yeah, when she was there last time, you know, she was a full-time competitor. You know, I guess we just have to wait and see what's going to happen.
Because, I mean, with the Comeback Central being the Royal Rumble, like, who's there?
Right.
Who's actually there to compete and who's just there for a one-off.
Right.
Because I would like to see Cameron stay and build a tag team. I would like to see Sarah Logan stay I'd like to see an actual competitive tag team division if you're not going to do anything with these women.
That's something I would like to see, too. I've always been an advocate for that, you know, tag team wrestling, whether it be men or women.
Exactly. We were so excited when we got those women tag titles. And for the first, I want to say, year, it was really cracking.
Yeah.
Like, they really had some great tag teams with, you know, they were able to have a tag team elimination chamber. That's
right.
How many they had.
Right. You know, they had a tag team division when they started, and then they split people up. People left. That's what they love to do. They love to split up tag teams so they can have them face each other. We don't want to see these people face each other. We want to see these people work together.
I'm saying
it's like tag team wrestling, man.
My whole thing is with tag team wrestling, it's only special when you split them up after so long. You can't have them together for 2 months, split exactly. them up and think it's going to be special.
And think, you know, we're going to be excited to see this big feud between the two of them who've been together for less than a year and a half.
Right. It's shocking when the Bella Twins turned on each other. It's shocking when the Hardys turned on each other. It was shocking when Sean and Marty turned on each other. It's not shocking when Tamina and Nia Jax turn on each other. They just got together, and they hated each other right before they got together.
Or AJ and Omos turned on each other.
Right.
You know, we can kind of see the writing on the walls with that one.
Like, it's weird when you do stuff like that. And then you break up teams that actually meant something, like Miz and Morrison.
That worked well together, right? Like Miz and Morrison. I was going to use like, AJ and Omos.
No, I was going to say, like, Tucker and
Otis. Yeah, I was getting used to heavy machinery. And then Tucker turns on Otis. We haven't seen Tucker since then.
Since he turned on Otis.
Now, I'm pretty sure he was one of the releases.
He was chasing the 24/7 title for a second.
I'm pretty sure he was one of the releases, but, you know, still.
But that's the point.
When he left.
I'm hoping that some of these people could stay around to make this company a little bit better. Because I am pissed that I didn't see certain people in the Rumble. In the men's Rumble, especially.
Oh, lots.
Okay, let's come on, because we got to talk about it.
But anyway,
we got to go to the next match.
Becky,
let's go to
Dewdrop ends with the man's handle splash off the top rope.
Yeah,
you know,
manhandle slam.
Manhandle slam off the top of the second rope. You know, it looked
Pretty decent.
Yeah, and it looked like it was more difficult to put her away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had to do something bigger. So I guess that's something that goes to Dewdrop's credit. You know, it made her look a little strong too.
Yep.
All right, next match was Edge and Beth Phoenix and Miz and Maurice, wasn't it? It was a WWE title match.
It was a WWE title.
Yeah.
Which was Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar. And this was another great one.
Yeah. I'm sure
I think
it was
they
great.
Played it the right way. I think they played it the right way to where it protected, I want to say, both people. And the way it ended, like, I kind of saw it, but I didn't see it. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to believe that Brock was just going to retain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the way they played it was perfect because I almost forgot.
I'm not really a big fan of that ending. To be completely honest with you, I'm not really a big fan of Lashley getting a belt right now, especially the way that he got it, you know. To me, it kind of felt like an afterthought, you know.
The belt?
Yeah, Bobby being champion. Yeah, Bobby's the champion, but hey, did you see Paul Heyman turn on Brock Lesnar? And Reigns cost Brock the match, you know, that was something,
so
you know.
You're saying the Brock Lesnar,
the Brock and Roman story. That's the headline right
above.
Now.
Yeah, so it was more, because Roman interfered. So the ref first get splashed.
Right.
And then Brock F5's Bobby on top of him.
No, he was F5ing him and then he kicked him in his feet.
It was the way he did it, it looked like he jumped and caught him. It was so, I was just like, oh my God. And then I was like, well, who's coming?
Right.
And then it was Roman came down, speared Brock. And then he reaches for the title from Paul Heyman, and Paul hands it to him. And he hits Brock with the title, and Roman and Paul walk out together.
Right.
And Brock, and then Bobby pins him. I would have rather Bobby hit him with another move and then pin him.
Yeah, you know, like give him a spear, or, you know, make him tap in the Hurt Lock.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm not looking forward to this Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns feud, because they're definitely building this up to be great. The thing of it is that they kind of, in my opinion, they kind of have all their eggs in one basket right now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, as long as Brock and Roman's going to be awesome, who cares about anything else?
Exactly.
You know? And they kind of showed that on Raw tonight, because it started with them talking about the Elimination Chamber, and then Bobby Lashley and MVP, they come out there complaining about how Bobby's going to have to be in the Elimination Chamber. This isn't fair. And then Brock comes out, in his shorts and his UFC gloves, he's ready to fight. And he says he's not going to challenge Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania, but that's only because he's going to be WWE champion at WrestleMania. You know, Brock wants the WWE title, and then they go champion versus champion at WrestleMania.
I don't think that's what's going to happen.
I think
it's going to be a swerve. Okay, so anyway, you're skipping the whole Royal Rumble. Basically, Brock Lesnar was number 30 in the Royal Rumble.
Right,
everybody else that showed up was pretty much predictable. And I'm mad that half the people that I wanted in it wasn't in it.
I'm not a really big fan of the Men's Royal Rumble this year.
No, this was so underwhelming.
I was pretty bored. I was sitting at home watching it. You know, it was like, what, 3 surprises? And most of them, you know, they weren't even really good surprises, you know? It was Drew... Yeah, and there was Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
And then there was Shane McMahon. You know, Drew got us with the swerve, just like Sasha got us with the swerve. You know, he said he wasn't going to be there. And he was there. He was in the final 2 with Brock. And then Bad Bunny comes in, and he was actually doing pretty well, you know.
Now, Bad Bunny is a really good wrestler.
The man's got some moves.
He's actually got some pretty good talent there.
Yeah, he does.
But that was surprising to see Bad Bunny there.
Yeah.
And then Shane McMahon, I just was like, a lot of people in the audience was like, what if he wins? What if he wins? I'm like, he's not gonna win.
The word is that people were pretty upset with Shane McMahon because he was the producer at the Men's Royal Rumble match. And from what I hear, he was basically trying to make it all about him. You know, he wanted to come in late.
That's why he was the last one.
Yeah, he wanted to come in late and everything. Apparently, yeah, not a lot of people were happy with him.
I'm just what mad I that there was... Okay, so the highlights for me in the Men's Royal Rumble was, of course, Randy Orton and Riddle.
Yeah.
I liked that. I love the Street Profits, of course. Mm-hmm. Anytime I see Montez Ford, that is, like, dope to me. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to see the Frog Splash live. And, yes, that man gets up there.
Yeah, he does. That man gets the air.
Oh, my God. He gets... up there. It looked insane when he did it. And, okay, so I'm mad that we got no Cesaro.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know.
We got no Finn Balor.
I hear Finn.
We got no Ricochet.
Ricochet was in the Rumble, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was, but he got throughout.
So he wasn't in there long.
Wasn't in there no time.
Yeah, and then Kofi didn't spend a lot
Kofi
of time in the
botched
Rumble.
His
right.
save.
That's what I hear. You know, he botched his save. You know, I can kind of forgive that one. You know, he's kind of getting up there, and
yeah.
It can't happen. It can't be a success every year.
That was
year.
A long ass fall.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. You know, he can't be a success every year. I understand that.
I know that shit hurt, man, because he was supposed to go across the barricade. And save himself across the barricade. But that land was hard, man. That looked like it hurt. But yeah, there were like no NXT people at all.
That's the thing. And neither one of the Royal Rumbles.
None.
I hear they like flew some of them to St. Louis in case, you know, they needed them to step in. But none of them had to step in, I guess.
I mean, we got guys like Ridge Holland.
Yeah, he was in there.
Ray and Dominic weren't even in there together.
Yeah.
Like, they built that storyline all the way up to the Royal Rumble about Ray and Dominic eliminating each other. They weren't even in there together.
Yeah.
So, Shane, what are you doing in there with and not producing?
He was Final Four, too. You remember when I used to, like, mean something, like, for real? Like, when you get to the Final Four of the Royal Rumble, you know, these are the guys, they're going to take off. I think I remember like 1 year, and it was like 2005 or so. The Final Four was Cena, Batista, Rey, and Chris Jericho. 4 guys who, you know,
championships
who were pretty
year,
popular at that time. Who were pretty popular at that time. Who were really moving at that time. You know.
Right. You can remember like Rock, Austin, Kane.
Yeah.
Those type of guys.
You know, the Final Four is supposed to mean something.
And now we got Final Four.
The Final Four was Brock
Lesnar, Shane McMahon, Drew McIntyre.
And Bad Bunny. That was the Final Four this year.
that just says it all about what's happening right now.
It really does.
Nobody in the locker room was in the Final Four.
Except for Drew.
Drew just came back.
Right.
Like, he's been gone. Like, I mean, come on, guys. Don't you want to make new stars?
And that's the thing. That's kind of gets my goal a little bit about the Royal Rumble this year. It's like I was saying earlier. Both these wins were unnecessary. Like, Brock could go to WrestleMania and challenge for a title without winning the Royal Rumble.
I was wondering. My question was, has Brock ever won the Royal Rumble before? And the answer is yes.
Yeah, he won it in like 2003. He won the Rumble in 2003.
Yes. So he goes on the list of a pretty long list of people that have won the Royal Rumble twice.
Right.
It's a pretty long list. It's like him, Randy Orton, Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold's the only three times.
Right, Stone Cold won it three times. Batista's won it twice,
Batista,
I think.
Batista, John Cena. I mean, like, come on, guys. Like, the Royal Rumble is supposed to make a star. It propels somebody into a WrestleMania spot. Look at what it did for Bianca Belair last year.
I think they did it perfectly last year with both winners. Because they got Bianca Belair to, you know, kind of be the star on the rise. But they got Edge for the longtime fans, you know, who they want to see somebody they know win. You know, they want to see somebody who they know and who draw money. You know, go to WrestleMania, win the Royal Rumble. You know, I think they got it right last year with both.
But Edge had never won it, right?
Right.
That was the difference.
Edge won in 2010. He's another one of those guys that won twice now.
See, there we go. That's what I'm saying, y'all. The Royal Rumble is a special thing that's meant to propel somebody into superstardom from mid-carder or on the cusp of a main event to a bona fide main event. You know what I'm saying? The WrestleMania is the big payoff.
In a perfect world, that's what would happen with the Royal Rumble and Money in the Bank and King of the Ring. You know, these things, they shouldn't just be trophies. They should be ways to propel these people that are winning these things.
Exactly. Like, it's not just something just for... It's not supposed to just be King of the Ring.
So what? You know, what are you doing after you win King of the Ring?
Right. You can't be King of the Ring and lose every match after you win it.
Like, how are we supposed to take you seriously?
So, I'm just wondering, like, where are they going to go with it? I mean, I understand that Ronda and Becky is the match that we never got.
Yeah.
I can get that storyline. They got a year's worth of work with that, for real. They could have had it one-on-one at WrestleMania before.
And then they had the shoehorn. They had the shoehorn in there for some reason I don't understand. I'll probably never understand.
I understand.
But they had the shoehorn.
I get why. So they can make the match as big as possible. I don't think they believe that Ronda and Becky would have had a great one-on-one as a main event.
It would have been all right.
I don't think that they believed in it. I honestly don't.
I don't think so either, to be honest.
And I know that for a fact, they know that Charlotte's going to give you a WrestleMania highlight. That's a fact. It's not even a question. She's Mrs. WrestleMania. The reason why she's Mrs. WrestleMania is not because of a win-loss record. It's never because of a win-loss record when you gain that accolade. It's because of the highlight reel that you're guaranteed to have. Like, Charlotte's guaranteed a highlight reel on the WrestleMania on highlight reels forever. Shawn's guaranteed a highlight reel forever. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
I think that's what WrestleMania is about. I think John Cena, probably an entrance, or Triple H, an entrance will be like highlighted forever.
Before we get off the Royal Rumble, we also we had the mixed tag match, you know, Edge and Beth Phoenix and The Miz and Maryse. They were killing me on commentary.
See, I didn't
The Great Couple! The Great Couple! The Great Couple
and the Great Couple.
They said it so many times. They were just saying it. The Great Couple! The Great Couple!
And I saw Beth and the Miz. Like, shout out to Beth for that Luna Vachon makeup. That was dope. I like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of Luna Vachon. I was a huge fan of her when I was growing up. And I'm glad somebody paid homage to her.
You know, this one kind of went the way I thought it would. You know,
I mean, Miz and Maryse is
right. Edge and Beth just dominate. You know,
they don't. I mean, they don't just dominate, but you know, it's pretty much what it's what Miz and Maryse are meant to like put people over. Like that's how WWE uses them.
Yeah,
that's how they use them. I guess that's how they see them as like. We're going to put you in this big-time match. You know what I'm saying? You're going to put Edge and Beth Phoenix over.
But to be fair, though, Maryse did have a nice little highlight. You know, that her, the top rope park at Ronald's pretty nice. I saw that.
Oh, yeah. She's. I mean, don't get her twisted. Maryse was
a Divas champion. And was the longest reigning Divas champion at that time.
Speaking of, man, let me get a shout out to my girl. I can't believe I skipped her. Alicia Fox, baby.
Yeah, Foxy was in the Rumble.
I was so happy to see Foxy. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Rumble was great.
Yeah.
It was great. It was amazing. All right, any stories you want to get into that's going on right now? There's a couple.
I would like to talk about Big E being moved to SmackDown. Because that happened on last week's SmackDown. And I just want to know why.
Did they acknowledge it?
Yeah. You know, he said, you know, they said, and the newest member of the SmackDown roster, you know, Big E. And he comes out there with Kofi, and then they faced Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss. I just don't understand why.
Wasn't in the Rumble.
He wasn't in the Rumble. He just wasn't significant in the Royal Rumble. You know, he was just there, probably didn't last very long, and then got thrown out.
It feels like he wasn't in it.
That's the problem. That's the problem. But I just want to know why. Like, I understand Woods is hurt, but why do they need a New Day thing? You know, does somebody have to be there to tag with Kofi? Like, they can't let Kofi go by himself.
Kofi run solo, right. I'm saying now you got two former WWE champions running as a tag team.
And
you can use champion to challenge your champion.
I really hate to
say this. I wanted to see him and Roman.
I really hate to say this. I really do. But they're doing the same thing to him. The same thing they did. They're doing it to Big E right now. The same thing they did to Kofi when he lost it.
Same thing they did to Drew, kinda.
You know, pretty much, you know, he wins it, he has a good run, he loses it, and then that's just it.
Throw him in a tag team.
That's just it. All the way back down the card. And that just annoys the hell out of me. They were doing such a good job building Big E up as a main eventer. He had a run with the Intercontinental title, which was great. Wins the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Which was great.
Has a good reign as WWE champion.
Which was great.
And then
loses it to Brock Lesnar on a fluke.
Not only does he lose it, he gets pinned. He took the pinfall in that match. And then they ship him off to SmackDown to run with Kofi again. Like that's BS, man. That's why they don't really create stars like that. Because they do a good job ruining the stars that they create.
Right, they create them like what they're doing with Bianca Belair right now.
Yeah, I think what it is they think that they're made and then they don't have to worry about it anymore.
Right.
You know, they can do whatever they want to them and it's going to be okay because, hey, you're already made. What does it matter if you go out there and drop 10?
Lose every match.
Right, you know, lose every match, get rolled up in 5 seconds. You know, who cares? You're already made.
Right.
You know, you're at the dance.
Who cares if you're going to end up like Carmella having to change your persona 4 times in a year?
Yeah, who gives a damn? You're there.
Because people keep forgetting Carmella's like a 2 times... she's a SmackDown Women's Champion, a tag team champion. Yeah. She's like 2-time Money in the Bank.
Yeah, they had her win it twice. You know,
like, that's
kind of irritates me. You know, they build stars and then they push you aside, and then they build somebody else, and then they push them aside. You know, it's like they take turns, and then they just take the person that they just built and just throw them away pretty much.
Well, let's talk
down
about
the card.
Well, that's not only going on in WWE. Let's talk about how AEW's doing their stars who built that company. Because right now, It doesn't seem like a lot of them are getting too much TV time like the Brian Cages. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I'm saying?
From what I hear, Brian Cage's contract might be up.
Yeah, he's... You know? I mean, you can pretty much guarantee that he's out the door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they keep bringing in people like... Now they've got the Dan Housen, who I've never seen or heard of.
Me neither.
I might have to look him up and see what's the hubbub about. But they say if you don't like guys like Orange Cassidy and stuff, like gimmicky guys, you wouldn't like him.
I like AEW. I really do. And I've probably said this on the show before. It's too bloated over there, man. They sign everybody that they can, and then they don't have enough TV time for everybody. So these people, they're sitting around, or, you know, they're on Dark, and I'm not saying anything against Dark. It's just I don't watch Dark personally.
Right, it's a YouTube show.
Yeah.
It's for the YouTube audience. It's for the people who are going to keep up with AEW all the time. Because if you don't watch the things that are on, like, cable TV, then you're not going to see guys like Andrade and Pac and, you know what I'm saying, the Proud and Powerful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those are the 30 guys that's in the Dark Order. Those are the people that wrestle on Dark, you know what I'm saying? And then on Dynamite, that's where you get to see the champions.
Yeah, they do that on Rampage, too. You know, they have champions over there, everything.
Right, the big names, for real, are on trying to drive Rampage, because you see CM Punk wrestle more on Rampage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You see the TNT title on Rampage a lot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, recently...
They had good matches on Rampage.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So... was it Dynamite that recently had the ladder match with Cody?
That was a Dynamite. That was a pretty good one. Like that caught her off the ladder. Everybody's still talking about it.
It was one of the craziest ones I think I've seen.
That was awesome.
I'm not gonna lie. Cody was at the top of the ladder about to unsnap the belt, and Sammy Guevara's on the top rope with a ladder between him and, I mean, reminiscent of Jeff Hardy, but instead of him jumping over it, he springboards off the ladder. That takes so much. I got to go back and look and see if there was a ref holding the bottom. He had to be. Because for him to springboard both feet on that ladder and jump off the top of it.
That's an Elix skipper balance.
That's beyond crazy. What he just did.
Do you remember when he walked the tightrope on the cage?
Oh, yeah. Elix Skipper used to do that stuff all the time. Yeah. Elix Skipper was like a gravity-defying wrestler.
Right.
He could jump, like, from the ground.
That's something you would see him
to
doing.
To the top, yeah. Like, yeah, Elix Skipper was crazy with it. Yeah. But, yeah, Sammy Guevara and Cody did their thing, and, I can't actually believe that Sammy won.
I can, you know, because I think Sammy Guevara is the right choice for TNT champion right now. You know, they like to go with the guys who are up and coming with that title. You know, they put it on Brody Lee. They put it on Miro. They put it on, now they have it on Sammy Guevara.
Every single time, Cody's been the one to take it off the person that had it.
And Cody's the exception of the up-and-comer rule. You know, he's the guy that gives him credibility. You know, as they say, gives the title credibility. I understand that.
Right. The funniest thing that I saw was the new career mode on 2K. Mm. Somebody wrote, they was like, go to FCW, get to NXT, win an NXT title, get drafted to Raw, have a gimmick change, doesn't work out, get released, go get signed to AEW, have a feud with Cody, get the TNT title.
Now, what I find funny that has been going around is that meme of Cody. It says, Cody's got a completely original idea. The meme, and he's got his face on Razor Ramon's body holding up both and got them title belts.
That is hilarious. I mean, the internet is really undefeated.
Yeah, that's
but,
funny.
I mean, it is some bad things too on the internet, because Velveteen Dream is finally speaking out about how he feels, and he feels like they pretty much just ruined his career. Like, it's just the internet audience that pretty much ruined his career. How do you feel about that stuff?
I mean, he's not exactly wrong.
Definitely not.
They did run with the accusations and everything, and nobody was really talking about it. And I guess that meant that they would just assume that it was true.
No, every single time, like, he was on TV.
Yeah, and then they start with the Fire Velveteen Dream thing.
And I'm just like, I was one of the ones who was like, I'm not going to believe it. I like the guy. I'm going to see what happens. I got to see what happens. And everybody was just like criticizing me for not running with the allegation. I'm like, you don't know what happened. And now I feel like the internet really can ruin people's career, because the court of public opinion is probably the worst court to be in.
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel like you don't even want to be in a court of public opinion. That's why I don't post stuff. That's why, like, the pictures that I took at the Royal Rumble, I kept to myself. I don't, like, post pictures or no stuff like that. I do a podcast, and that's pretty much enough for anybody to find where you're at and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't need much to ruin you.
Right, I get that.
And I feel like people need to stop jumping to conclusions so much. And, like, if it was them, they will want the grace that, like, give people the grace that you want.
Mm-hmm, I feel you.
But I feel like I would want to see, I think Velveteen Dream was very talented, but I don't think anybody's going to touch him.
I don't think so either. And if the allegations are false, that's a damn shame. It's false. Really is.
It is false. It's not a question that it's false. WWE found nothing. Like, investigations, nobody found anything. It's guaranteed that it's false. But
if he tries to
wrestle again, what do you think people are going
to
say?
Like, he tried to do it once, and I think the booking got taken away from him in like an hour.
Yeah, like, that was a guaranteed way to take care of his family, probably for the rest of their lives. And it was taken away because of the court of public opinion. And I'm not saying that Velveteen was right at all, because I don't think he should have been interacting with people that way anyway.
Yeah, that's true. And you kind of put yourself in that position.
But when you think about it, like, It's just certain things, like a black guy, if he is gay, you know what I'm saying? A black gay guy getting fired for what?
It was the allegations.
Of what, pedophilia, right?
Yeah, I think
or
so.
Or was it statutory or something? Because guy was like underage or something.
Yeah, yeah, he was sending inappropriate stuff to a minor.
And that's the thing, like, the dude came out and said that it wasn't true or whatever. You know, there was nothing that incriminated.
He deleted the tweet and everything.
Yeah, there was nothing that incriminated him, but now people are just going to keep saying that about him or what? Do you think that anybody will ever touch him? Because it'll be so risky, because you don't know where people stand with it.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure. You know, they might try again in a little while, you know,
once it goes down.
I don't think WWE will ever try again. Because he said it himself in this interview thing, you know. He's not exactly mad at him, it's just that he was hurting their bottom dollar. You know, because every time he got on there, people would
start,
you know,
trending.
Right, fire Velveteen Dream. You know, there's nothing they could really do with him. And I don't think that WWE wants to run that risk again.
I think that's pretty messed up.
You know?
I would have did something different. I'm not going to say what I would have done on the air, but I would have did something different, because they had me messed up. I'm sure it's a lot of people in there that do that stuff with girls or whatever, but I'm gonna leave that one alone. I'm gonna leave that one alone for the greater good of Velveteen Dream. I feel like that man deserves another chance because he was a great talent. I don't think this should be the end of his career.
Yeah, and if it is, I have to say, if they are false, as you said, then that's not really fair.
Yeah, that's
you
not
know,
fair.
To have people's lives ripped apart. You know, they should have took it to court, pretty much. If there's something there, then he should be prosecuted.
Right.
And, you know, yeah, he should be behind bars, pretty much, if it isn't there.
I think that Cardi B set the precedent for that, too. Because Cardi B just won her case against a blogger who was spreading rumors about her, saying that she had herpes and stuff like that.
I like to see justice served one way or another.
And Cardi sued her, and she's getting $3 million plus. You know what I'm saying? I think people need to start being held accountable for that type of stuff when they, you know, try to hurt people's careers and feeding their families and stuff like that.
I feel that. Yeah, I like to see justice served one way or another.
Yeah.
You know? If he is guilty, then I like to see him be punished for it. If not, then I like to, you know, let the stuff be dropped.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, anything else you got going?
I got nothing else.
Well, tell them where to reach you, bro.
Matt Lindsay on Facebook, Matt Lindsay 677 on Instagram.
All right. R-Dog1 on Twitter, R-Dog3 on Instagram. You can listen to us next week because you know we are definitely back.
It's WrestleMania season, man.
We're here for it. And we definitely finna be watching like the rest of the promotions because Impact got some crazy things cracking right
Deanna
now.
Deanna Dunstable, she's back. Deanna Purrazzo defeated Roxy for that ROH women's title.
And we got Tasha Steelz walking around
with the Ultimate X. You know, she's going to challenge Mickie James and No Surrender next month.
You know what I'm
saying? We got ROH talent. They're there. They're causing mayhem.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things to Ring of Honor. Hell, God just showed up at Ring of Honor. You know, the Gorilla of Destiny. They're coming at the Good Brothers. The Forbidden Door is swinging in Ring of Honor right now.
Because the Briscoes have been dropping video after video on FTR, and they is going back and forth, and I cannot wait to see this happen.
I hear the Briscoes are going to be first inductees into the ROH Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they
Congratulations to them. Well-deserved.
Could have sworn you said you ain't had nothing else.
Well, we kept going. That's what I hear, though, anyway.
Congratulations. They deserve it, man. And if anybody should be the first inductees, it should be between them and Daniel Bryan. Bryan Danielson.
All right.
Well, that's all we got for the Sons of Legends. Holler at us next week. We'll be back, baby. Peace out.